Just had a stupid question. Do you have a pet cat? And if so, would you be willing to rename that cat in order to make it the Itch Hat mascot? And we'll call the cat Itch Cat, or Itch the Cat. And if you don't have a cat, you need to go out into the streets and find you a cat from the streets so you know it's hard, because that's how you want your cat. You want them hard. But then, like, Itch the Cat, he's going to get picked on from his friend, so he has to be hard. Do you understand? I understand. You want a hard cat, so he can be hard, and if the blacks in your neighborhood are being too loud, just be like, Itch the Cat, I need you to go tell them to be quiet. He will silence them, because he's Itch the Cat. I'm sorry.
All right. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. my first thought, why would Austin have to say the blacks are being too loud? I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah, he's racist.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Itch the Cat. Or Itch Cat. I had thought about actually having a page on the website that was like the Itch Cat of the Week or whatever. Like,
oh, really?
Or the official Itch Cat. Like, that'd you've be got cool. Orion has cats. Yeah, I don't.
I got five cats.
Jesus Christ. That is a lot of cats.
But I wouldn't make any of them the Itch Cat because, I don't know, cats are assholes, man. If it was a kitten, maybe. Like a little sweet little...
Itch Kitten?
Yeah.
Doesn't really work as well as Itch Cat.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it wouldn't have to be one of my cats. It wouldn't have to be.
We could just keep finding pictures of cats on the internet. Itch Cat of the Week.
Yeah, I like that idea. Instead of having one, yeah. And if we did... I would definitely recommend we pull one off the street, like Austin said.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Somebody hard. Or a cat. That's
from the street.
Cats are people, too. Yeah. Do you like your cats hard?
No.
What? No?
No.
You don't like hard pussy?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Huh.
Hard pussy. Jesus. What are your thoughts, Kyle?
I guess I already said what they are.
Yeah.
So we're off to a rip-rolling good start this week. Want to do another voicemail?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe instead of a cat, you should get a lion. Itch Cat the Lion. Who's going to fuck with him? Nobody. You know why? Because he's a lion. He's got a mane. You know who fucks with people with a mane? Nobody. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
You don't have to keep apologizing.
Austin does this all the time. He'll call and be like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm calling again.
It might be our fault. We sort of picked on him, especially a little bit in the beginning. But,
remember.
Well, you know, sometimes he leaves a little goofy voicemail.
Yeah, that's why we love him.
But these are all great ideas.
Yes.
An official Itch Hat Lion. We could make a lion the Itch Cat of the Week one week.
And
although, I mean, lions are cats. You know, instead of a cat, we could get a lion. Well, lions are cats. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Lions... they don't fit with the, I just had a terrible thought. Lions remind me of like rich white people.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Even though they live in Africa?
Yeah. Like, fucking, what's his name? Oh.
Cougars remind me of rich white people.
Really? What's
that? You know, because like older women who have a lot of money and chase younger guys, they call them cougars. And, you know, cougars are mountain lions. They live, like you could find them in... the mountains. I don't know.
Maybe I've been to the bar too many times. When I hear a cougar, I think of older woman that wants to fuck, you know.
Well, it is at the bar. But it's, I don't think it's usually like every time I hear it, it's always like there's a show on TV now called Cougar Town, and it's,
oh yeah, yeah.
It's all, you know, it's not like the trailer trash that's at the bar,
yeah,
hanging out at literally at the bar in the bar all the time.
Hey honey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
You wanna have some fun? I got a place. Yeah.
Oh God.
Lions. Yeah. Why not? I just had a terrible lion.
Fuck that. I think we should, if we come up with a mascot, it will have to be something more badass than a lion.
When I was in, I don't know, eighth, ninth grade.
Yeah.
This big pothead friend of mine and I got together, and I used to kind of make computer games.
Yeah.
I wasn't terribly good at it, and I didn't finish most of them. But we decided we were going to make an RPG, and I had been drawing fire-breathing penguins all the time. Okay. Just I would draw. There was also a little comic I used to do called Ultra Urchin, which was like he was like a superhero. He was a sea urchin, but he was a superhero, and he used to ride around on a three-toed sloth, like a horse. And I think his I forget what the guy's name was, but the bad guy was a guy with a butt for a face. And there was a princess, I think, named Princess Chode.
Okay.
But anyway, well, the point is there were fire-breathing penguins in that too. So I used to have this thing for fire-breathing penguins, which was just kind of a thing I made up because I thought it was funny because they live in a cold area and they breathe fire. But I was also in like 8th or 9th grade.
Yeah.
And this guy, we reconnected on Facebook a while back, and he listened to a couple episodes of the show, and he suggested, like, I was kind of talking about getting a mascot or some kind of symbol or something.
Some symbol, yeah.
And he suggested fire-breathing penguins.
Really?
And he also suggested, like, he said he was going to draw a picture of, like, a run-over squirrel or something. Something really fucked up. Like,
what the fuck?
He didn't, I feel like he wasn't grasping the general aesthetic of the show.
Yeah,
like, something about, like, a run-over squirrel that was, like, all tweaked out, and that could be our fucking mascot.
Okay. That's, not our kind of humor, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's kind of lame.
He's really nuts, though. I think maybe he's done too many drugs. Because, you know, I know he's done more than just pot. And
yeah.
Because, like, he got really mad at me one day. Because we, like, reconnected on Facebook. Like I said, I'd never really seen him since, like, I think I saw him once, like, a year after high school.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him since. And he told me once on Facebook, he got really mad at me. And he, like, unfriended me on Facebook. Okay. And I couldn't figure out why. And I was, like, kind of asking, you know, what the hell is going on? And he was really mad because apparently I said something mean about his kid.
Oh, Jesus.
But when he was describing it to me, I don't remember it at all. And it supposedly happened, like, in either my driveway or his driveway.
Like, back in the day?
Yeah, like, way back.
Years ago? Okay.
I don't even remember hanging out with him once he had a kid. So I think he was just making things up. Applying things that didn't happen with me to me. Like, I don't know. It was really weird, though. And he got really pissed off. And I'm not very good at apologizing when I don't really think I should.
Okay.
So I pissed him off more. And so he's not talking to me anymore.
Oh, man.
No great loss.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Still friends, though, on Facebook?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
What a fucking druggie, man.
And he was being real weird with this other, like, this girl I knew in high school. I guess they were dating for a while. I don't know, because Facebook kind of allows you to know those things.
Yeah.
Even if they're not really talking to you.
Yeah.
She's a friend of mine on Facebook, and he was I didn't know they were dating, and he kept posting really weird, mushy things. Like, it's hard to explain. Like, you know how you can kind of tell sometimes when somebody's, like, hardcore crushing on somebody else because they say weird, uncharacteristic things, and they're almost vomit-inducing how saccharine they are.
Okay. Yeah.
And I said something to him, like I commented on his comment, and I said something along the lines of, Jesus, dude, why don't you just whip your dick out already?
Oh, man. Was that it?
That's been part of it, but he didn't say anything about that.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
That's interesting. Wow. What a guy.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. No loss, no loss.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got more voicemails. You want
to? Let's check them out.
All right.
Hey, guess who it is again? I'm kind of feeling like irritated, goofy right now, as you may previously have heard with previous calls. I just had to spend $400 to get a fucking license plate. It's not a special license plate. It doesn't say I has cheeseburgers or nothing, you know, funny, haha. It's just regular effing license plate, but because I've never had one in my name, I had to spend $400. What the fuck? You guys ever had to do that bullshit? That's ridiculous. $400 for something they had somebody in prison make? That's a load of shit. If I was dictator, I'd make them like $1.25. What do you think? $1.25, $2.50, what would you pay for a license plate if I was a dictator? Later.
Well, what would I pay for a license plate if you were a dictator? I guess whatever you said. It does sound kind of ridiculous, though, $400.
That is retarded, man.
I guess the way he described it, it's because Jesus. It's the first time. You know,
I've never heard of this in my life. Like a new friend getting a new car and they have to get a new license plate. They never came around going, whoa, I had to pay fucking hundreds of dollars.
I'm so bad, though. Like, I can't remember shit like this. Like, it's so,
you would have remembered that, man.
I don't know. Like, I've had several cars. My first one was years and years ago.
Yeah.
And if it was only the first time that you get charged out the ass like that, maybe I just forgot. Or, you know, he lives in a different state. Maybe it's different there. But that is kind of insane.
That is ridiculous.
There's a lot of weird little fees and shit like that, though, that I just don't understand. Like, I kind of understand, you know, why we all have to register our cars and everything, why we have to have a license and all that.
Yeah.
But why it has to cost
so much. We already pay taxes.
Right.
I don't understand.
It really shouldn't. Honestly, I think it really shouldn't, if it were possible. It shouldn't cost anything to have a driver's license. You should have to pass the test and everything.
Yeah.
And you should have to be registered, but it shouldn't cost you anything.
We're already paying out of our ass. Like, have you ever looked at your check after a week and seen how much they actually take out? I mean, Jesus, it depends on the state, but fuck.
Yeah, I was looking at my pay stub, I think, for this last week.
Well, that's depressing.
Yeah, I know. Well, the most depressing thing about it, and this isn't all taxes because I also contribute to a 401k and some other shit. But,
yeah.
But like $200 are missing from each of my paychecks.
Jesus.
Yeah, they're just gone.
So, well, what do you mean? Like unaccounted for?
No, not unaccounted for. They're just
you, altogether.
Like, you look at what I made.
Yeah, the girls
and then,
pay.
And then what I actually got a check for, and there's $200 missing.
Yeah. What are you making? I'm making like gross pay is nearly $1,000.
Yeah.
It's like up in the 700s.
I'm making it close.
And then it comes down hundreds less. It's like, fuck you. Why would, and that's why I get so pissed. Yeah. If you got to pay for a license plate. I almost think I could Photoshop a license plate and like make my own. I've thought about this, like the sticker you got to put up.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year, it's
yes,
a different color.
I've definitely thought about that. Just look around at the other cars. What color is it right now?
Yeah, and I guess if they pull you over, they can look that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, you know, you don't want to fuck around with that.
Yeah, but you could get in some serious shit if they figured it out. But I figured just driving down the street, unless they're running your plate,
yes,
you'd be fine.
You'd be fine if, as long as you don't draw attention to yourself, you'd be fine, and you wouldn't have to pay for it.
Right.
Awesome.
I'm an idiot. I don't know if I mentioned this before.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
It's partially because of my social phobia or whatever, blah.
Okay.
But I drove around for months without registering or renewing my registration.
Yeah.
My birthday's in October. I was supposed to, you know, renew my plate.
Oh, yeah. Get the new sticker.
In October, and I didn't do it until February.
Man.
And I got pulled over for it twice.
Oh.
And that's what makes me even stupider, you know, because I waited that long.
Yeah.
But in all that time, I only got pulled over twice. And that's with blatantly the wrong sticker on the car, you know. So if you had the right sticker, it just wasn't real.
Chances
are. You'd probably be fine.
Get away with it, yeah. What happened the first time? Warning?
The first time, no, I got a ticket and I paid it.
Okay. Second time?
The second time I got another ticket and I paid it, but that time I was like, okay, all right, no, not, it's not going to happen again.
Done.
I have to, and I did, but
okay.
I just hate, in Michigan, it's the Secretary of State. In a lot of other states, they call it the DMV.
DMV, yeah.
But in Michigan, it's the Secretary of State. It's the same thing. You have to go down and you know, you have to, when you need to renew your driver's license or your registration or whatever, it's all there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, going into that place just freaks me out. I don't know why. I can't, like, it's really hard to make myself do it.
Like social phobia?
Yeah, I mean, there is part of it is just I don't want to because who would?
Yeah.
But part of it's, it makes me nervous.
I get nervous because, at least the one in our area, they're always changing its location. Like it's in a mall.
Yeah, they've moved it a few times.
But they move it and their signs that they used to have, they don't have anymore. And you go in, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And I feel like an ass. And this happened. I went to one line, waited forever, got up there.
Line.
Yeah, this is for like trailers and boats only. Well, fuck you. Put a sign up, asshole.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I'm always afraid I'm gonna
do. It's so fucking quiet in there. Everybody knows your business, and they know you're an ass,
right?
And you're an idiot.
But you know what's weird is I'd been freaking out about this for months. I knew I was supposed to renew my fucking registration. I just wasn't doing it, and like I was quietly freaking out in the back of my mind. about it, and I finally went in and did it. It was the easiest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like the way, like with that in particular, I didn't even have to wait in like the really long line where you take a number and you go sit down. It was, there's like an express line for that kind of shit.
No.
So I was literally in there for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe. And they don't give a shit because they do this all day, every day.
All fucking day.
Like I'm way, way late. They didn't say anything about it. Yeah, you know. But I'm always worried they're going to be like, and that's funny too, because like the longer I wait,
yeah,
the more likely it is that they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So the more, the less I want to go do it. You yeah. know what I mean? Like the more I fucked up, the less I want to go.
Yeah.
So I keep fucking up more.
Yeah. Like you get up there and they're like, this guy.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Right. But like they
took you
care.
Long enough. They don't give a shit.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure. Yeah. There could maybe be some person who would make a douchey comment, but most people don't give a shit. They do this all day, every day. They just want to get you in and out because what they really want to do is go sit down or go home.
Yeah. They just want to do their job and go home.
Right.
They don't give a shit. Yeah. And that part of that, because they don't give a shit, they deal with assholes all day, every day, intimidates me because they kind of treat me like number 42. What do you need? You know, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're not like, super polite.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but they're not really rude either. It's just they're kind of like robots.
If you get in the wrong line, they are.
Really? Like I haven't had a problem.
Fucking idiot. Like you're an idiot. And I hate that. So, yeah.
I haven't had a problem there specifically, but I have had that at other places. And I think that might be partially why I freak out about shit like that.
Yeah.
And when I say freak out, it's not like I'm fucking, you know, pacing back and forth in my room, like pulling my hair out of my head. It's
I don't know if I can do this.
That's why I said I quietly freak out in the back of my mind because there's nothing really happening. I'm just, you know, thinking about it too much.
But
yeah, there are lots and lots of fucking like stupid shit that you can get fined for or that you have to pay for that it's really like little laws like speed limits. I understand speed limits, you know, in general.
Yeah.
But they're always like 10 to 15 miles per hour slower than people want to drive.
Exactly. Always.
And so people don't drive it.
Yeah.
And the whole point of that is that if they know nobody's going to drive it.
It's like a business.
So they can pull people over all the fucking time.
They're just making money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and like cops, they have to pull people over. Like they don't, even if they're the nicest guy in the world, they have to pull people over because if they never do, they'll lose their fucking job.
Exactly. It's the,
like, what are you doing out there? You're not pulling anybody over.
Yeah. That's why I don't get people that get pissed at cops. They're doing their job. What are you mad that they chose that occupation?
Yeah. There are a lot of asshole cops because there are a lot of assholes, period.
Yeah.
But I would only be, you can kind of hear the people in the other room.
Yeah.
I would only be upset with a cop if he was being a dick,
you
know, like actively being a dick. I don't care. If you pull me over for speeding, I was speeding. That's your job. I knew it was a possibility.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not a big deal.
That's hard too. If he's being a dick, you can't be a dick back.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Well, you can. But it's true. Not advisable.
You'll fuck yourself. But it was very unsettling to me when I like learned, the day I learned that the county is actually like the law enforcement. It's kind of like a business.
Yeah.
They're out to make money. Seatbelt laws and just little shit. And people would talk about it and debate about it. Like, is this right or wrong? They don't understand. They're just trying to get a buck out of you and just make more money.
Yeah. Stop signs. You know, stop signs, I understand.
There's no like.
But if you come, like if you do like a rolling stop and there's no one anywhere.
Yeah.
You can still, you know, it's still a finable offense.
Yeah. I got pulled over for that. You were in the car, remember that?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$90.
Yeah. Gee, see, that's the thing. Like, if it was like, you know,
nobody around,
$20.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it's still shitty, but I can kind of understand. But like, $90? Are you fucking kidding me? And I got fined. I don't remember what it was, but I got these parking tickets for parking in front of our house.
Oh, yeah. The house we were living at, yeah.
They had this rooms out, weird shit where you had to park on one side of the street during a certain time and on the other side of the street during another time.
It was like either every week or every day. You had to be on the opposite side, which is retarded. We fucking live here, you know?
Right. And there was a period where my van that I had at the time had a flat tire or something. Something was wrong with it. I think it was a flat tire. And we just hadn't gotten it taken care of.
Yeah.
So it was just sitting out there. And I think I got a ticket for that once.
Jesus.
Like they slapped these hideous orange stickers on it.
That you can't get off.
Yeah. And I guess I kind of understand that because they don't want it to just fall off.
Yeah.
And you'll never see it. But fuck, don't put it. Jesus.
Yeah. That's bullshit, because you fucking live there. We had enough people in that house, like renting out the entire house, that you couldn't park in the driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get a fucking orange sticker to tow your shit away.
Like, if I didn't...
What the fuck?
If I don't go out that day, you know...
Then what if you took a vacation?
Then I get a ticket. Yeah, exactly. What if I was out of town in somebody else's car? Then I gotta have, like, it's like having a pet, like or a kid. Like, I have to have somebody come by and take care of it for me exactly. While I'm out of town.
There's stupid shit like that everywhere. I went to my bank and I cashed a check and I wanted a money order, you know, mm-hmm. So I didn't have to pay a fee because I'm a member of the bank. And I asked for the money order and she checks my account and I had like 13 cents.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, "You only have 13 cents in your account. I can't give you a money order." I go, "You don't take cash?" I was holding all the cash.
Right.
I'm clearly a member. I gave her my account number. She couldn't give me a money order with the cash in my hand.
Wow.
It had to be out of my account. It's stupid shit like that you run into. Like, what retard is in charge of all this shit?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
That's another thing. You know, you go to like a store or any kind of business.
Yeah.
And they got some stupid ass policy.
Yeah.
But it's not really the person you're dealing with's fault.
That's the worst. Yeah.
Because like, I want to get mad at you.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's really not your fault. And I know that because I've been there.
So you raise your voice, you know, but that's when I say, if I ever get pissed at somebody and I know it's not their fault, but I'm pissed at the policy, I will say, like, it's nothing personal. It's just business. I'm sorry, but I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
And I'll say that. And they're like, "Oh, okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm just pissed at the policy. I hope you understand that."
There are some people who really are assholes, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You can kind of tell.
The majority, yeah.
Like, there are certain places, you know, like if there's a bank worker.
Yeah.
And I come in or call or whatever because, I don't know, I overdrafted.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to get paid for like 2 more weeks or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to keep being penalized over and over and over. Can you like stop that somehow?
Yeah.
Or something? And most people, I think, would be, they would either say yes or no, but you know, it's policy,
yeah,
whatever. But there are people who will just judge, like, "Well, you shouldn't have fucking done that." Okay, exactly. Fine. But why do you care?
Yeah. If you showed up in a suit and dressed very nice and seemed professional, they would treat you different, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit because there's things they can do, but because they judge, they will either do them or not do them. Like, like waive a fee. If you walk in like a Bad Religion shirt, they're going to be like, "No, we can't do that." But, I mean, they can just say no. It's possible they'll say it. They really can't because you know they can. It's, you get 2 a year, you know, it's in their terms of service, whatever. Ah.
Yeah, that's really annoying too. There are places that have policies that you're not supposed to tell the customer or whatever
exactly,
about,
yeah,
and you're supposed to try not to do it.
Yeah.
Which is, fuck.
Secret,
you know?
Advantages.
So you have to fight.
Yes.
You have, like, to be, you and I both know that you can do this. I'm not going to leave until you do.
Yeah.
And yet I have to fight with you.
Yes. It's like you're, it's, they're in charge of the company. Yeah. And you're taking money out of their pocket or something.
I do still feel for people though. Like when I used to work at GameStop, I had to, every fucking customer, I had to say, "Do you want a subscription to Game Informer magazine?"
Oh, yeah, yeah.
"Comes with this card that'll get you a discount on all used games in the store. It'll get you extra when you trade in."
But you'd be real with people, yeah.
Well, I don't really trade games in, and I don't really buy a lot of used games because I just don't, I mean, nothing personal, nothing against you guys, but I don't really trust the used games.
Yeah.
So, you know, no, it's not for me. And then what I'm supposed to do is say, "Are you sure? Because the used games are usually totally fine. And if there was something wrong with it, you have 30 days to bring it back and trade it for a new one." I'm supposed to keep pushing. Yeah. And
I
usually wouldn't.
Yeah.
But they scored you like on how many of these. It was like, it was almost like working on commission, except I didn't get paid anything extra for doing it.
Nice.
But they had like a tally sheet of like how many subscriptions you sold. And if you didn't sell enough, you could be fired.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you're supposed to do this to everybody. And it's like a grandma who doesn't even know what she's looking for. She's like, "Do you have the, you know, Sony GameCube or whatever?" Yeah. And I'm trying to sell her Game Informer magazine and I'm not allowed to not do it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's bullshit. And you got to push it. And if you take a poll, ask anybody, do you, how do you feel about me pushing this on you? You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it. So you're being rewarded for being an asshole to your customers.
I felt bad doing it, but I feel bad for other people too. When they start doing that shit to me, if I go into a business. I've been there and I know they have to. And so I feel bad for them because I know they don't really want to, but they have to. And I know that there's a little part of them that's afraid I'm going to snap and get pissed off because it does happen. It's happened to me. Yeah.
Fuck, I went to the dollar store and they asked for my zip. And this was after the guy in front of me was rung up and they asked for his zip and he threw a fit like, fuck you, I don't have to tell you where I live.
Right.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, I don't
get that.
They're
just doing their goddamn job.
Some people are just fucking weird about their privacy. I understand wanting to be private, but knowing my zip code is not going to get you much closer to my house.
Yeah.
You know?
That's one thing that really, the majority out there is the type of person that doesn't understand they're just doing their job.
Yeah.
They're not attacking you. They're not doing this because they feel like it.
I don't know what kind of jobs these people have had. You know, did you graduate high school and immediately become the head of a corporation?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to you that you don't know? You don't have any experience with this shit.
Yeah.
In my experience, pretty much everybody I know has at least at some point worked some kind of bullshit job in a store or something.
And had to deal with customer service. Yeah.
Or been a waiter or something. Yeah. You know, something where you know what it's like. Yeah. And you should have that perspective, but they're just dicks.
Yeah.
I think some people actually have been in that position.
Yeah.
And they feel like it happened to me. So I'm going to make it happen to other people.
Yeah, fuck them.
If I wasn't spared, you're not going to be spared. Yeah. Well, fuck you. Yeah. Come on.
Exactly. Kill them all.
Yeah, kill them all.
But what are we talking about? Austin.
We're not even done with the voicemail yet.
Where have we gone, Kyle?
I don't even remember what he was. Oh, the license plate.
License plate,
and him being a dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did want to say, because I didn't have much to say other than it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But obviously that is wrong because we just talked 10 minutes about it. But I did want to compliment Austin. Did you notice he sounds a lot different? More upbeat?
Yeah, he's kind of it's projecting a little bit more.
He's not hiding in a corner from his girl.
I'm not sure what he's usually doing when he calls, but
everybody's sleeping, so I got to be kind of quiet.
Yeah, he's usually real quiet, real low like this. Hey,
don't want the wife to yell at me.
Hey, Edge Hat. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing.
But this was great.
Yeah,
Last week was kind of hard to understand him.
Oh yeah, it was so quiet.
Oh, you want to do the next one?
Yeah, let's do the next one.
All right.
Oh, and another thing, you guys. Last show, I figured I'd comment because I'm not near a computer, so I'm gonna comment there. Whoever the dude's name was on the last show, he was good. I liked him. He was funny. He tried to derail the show, and that's always fun. I didn't really have any complaints. All three sections, they were good. The middle one, that's fun. It's good to have that shit. But no complaints. So don't worry about the show. Just like Orion said, if you don't like the show, give him your address and he'll rape you in the face because that's what Orion does. He rapes people in the face. I like the show, so don't rape me in the face. I'm not that drunk, so I would not like that. Maybe if I was more drunk, I might like your fire crotch on my face. But I don't drink a lot, so I don't think that's going to happen too soon. Maybe if the show gets really bad, maybe. Probably not. Yeah.
Two things.
Okay.
One, I don't rape people in the face. And
only the vagina?
No, if it was rape, you gotta give it to him in the asshole.
Really? Even so chicks?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why not?
Prison style. But
another thing, that guy is very cool. He put up with me making fun of his baldness and...
sorry. I totally lost track of what you were talking about. I'm like, what guy?
Dan.
Yeah, Drywall Dan from last episode.
That was
episode.
A good segment, yeah. That was our first experience with three people on the mic other than Aldi.
Yeah, it was the first non-Aldi guest.
Yeah.
It's a groundbreaking moment in podcast history.
Epic. Yeah. It was fun, yeah.
And that was a sweet call from Austin, that one there.
I like that, yeah.
You guys did great. Yeah, see, sometimes I feel much better this week, but sometimes when I'm feeling a little lethargic,
mm-hmm.
I start to get in my head too much. And I'm...
That the show sucks.
I'm overthinking things, and I'm like, I can't believe I don't have more clever things to say.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still talking, and that's kind of the most important thing, I think.
Yeah.
Is just, as long as you're saying something, it's at least kind of engaging.
Yeah. And not every show is going to be funny. Some are serious. And if it's serious, it's not going to be
interesting. Yeah, we've talked about this before. But I list the show as a comedy show, but it's only because I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not laughs per minute, whatever.
Yeah, laughs per minute. Yeah, it can be funny, but just shooting the shit. Yeah, who gives a fuck?
You want to do another one?
Let's do it.
That was the last of the Austin ones. So,
Oh, no.
It was four voicemails.
I know.
And we're like half an hour into the show now almost.
Holy shit.
Okay, here we go.
Can I get an edge hat? Do you want cats? All these Shostakovich is looking pretty fat with the PAs. Hey, guys, what's up? It's John. I got a bad cold. I was walking downtown yesterday, and I saw something that made me laugh pretty hard. There were two middle-aged black guys walking, and they waited at the end of the sidewalk to cross, and one of them started to go, but there was a lot of traffic, so the other one pulled him back. Like, what are you doing? And the one who pulled him back sort of gave him a slap or a reverse slap on the shoulder. He goes, man, you blind. You just can't see. You should wear sunglasses like DMC. And they laughed a little and walked on, but that was so funny to me, I couldn't take it. So I guess I'm calling to get your opinion on traffic and Run DMC.
Oh no.
Speaking of black people, I'm currently drinking a watermelon fruit juice cocktail from Arizona Tea.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
I understand black people now. I feel like we can relate. I feel like I could go to like the Million Man March and be accepted.
Man. John's voicemail, man. If I saw that, I'd be dying.
I love the idea that just happens between those two guys. Like sometimes something happens and it's like, wasn't there like a G.I. Joe character that would do that or something? Would just talk in rap, like talk in rhyme?
I don't know. That would be awesome.
I might be making that up. But
I dreamt about it, yeah.
Like, I know there was some cartoon or something that I saw where there was a character that would talk in rhyme all the time. And I love the idea that there's a real guy out there that does that with his friend.
Yeah. Black people, man. The conversations they have. Last night, I was grilling with Aldi, and most of our neighbors are black. And we were up kind of late, but there was this one neighbor that was up, and it was these two women. Like, it must have been a mom and a daughter. Mm-hmm. But the shit they were saying was so hilarious. Like, They'd be yelling. I didn't know what they were saying. Then it would get quiet. And then all of a sudden, one would get up and go, where's my fucking money? Like, after 10 minutes of silence.
Where my motherfucking money at?
I knew I was supposed to be pissed about something. What the fuck? Oh, that's it. And they're so fucking loud. Like, it sounded like they were next to me, but they're like two buildings down.
There was one day I was at your guys' place.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing yelling.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting at the computer and I was trying to figure out where it was coming from. I thought at first it was like in the apartment next door, but it sounded really clear.
Yeah.
I opened the window and I could hear it even clearer. I could make out everything. It was only one person yelling, but I could tell they were yelling at someone.
Yeah.
And it had been going on for like 20 minutes. And I kind of peeked my head out the window and there's a van parked like outside of the parking lot and down the street. And there's a guy outside of it, like yelling into the window at presumably his girlfriend or his wife or whatever, and they're having a dispute.
Yeah.
But it was so loud. It was like he was like a trained opera singer or something. Like he's projecting so much.
Wow.
And it went on for so long, I'm kind of surprised the cops didn't get called or something, just for noise complaints.
That's just normal, everyday bullshit in that area. So, it's amazing what they get away with. No. Oh, man.
That was it.
I love it.
Well, we have even more voicemails.
Oh,
this
my
was a big
God,
week for voicemails.
Fuck?
Yeah.
School's out.
Hello, guys. This is Maggie. I'm April's younger sister. I heard you guys talking on the last show about why animals don't have periods. And actually, dogs do. My best friend used to put her dogs in diapers because they would go into heat. And the only reason that cats aren't bleeding all over the apartment is that cats don't go into the actual process of ovulating until they have sex, because the male cat stimulates the female cat to go into ovulation. So, I mean, kind of random phone call here, but I thought you should know that from an aspiring veterinarian. Also, what do you think about these stars doing these things just to get their picture up on, like, people and stuff? Like, Bret Michaels, come on, seriously. Now he's on People. And I'm like, what the heck? You haven't done anything in forever. And oh my God, all of a sudden you have some crazy thing going on in the hospital. Super crazy. Okay, guys, have a good show. Bye.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That was very educational, and it was nice to hear a new voice.
Yeah. Very cool.
I actually
sexy.
Now that she mentions it, yeah. I think I actually did kind of know that about cats. I didn't know that about dogs. I didn't know that dogs actually do.
That's the diaper thing is so fucking disgusting. Jesus. That's so sick.
Well, just the idea. I've never been a dog person. I mean, I like dogs. If I go to somebody's house and they have a dog, I'll pet the dog and play with the dog. But yeah. I've never been a dog person, and this just makes me even less of a dog person. Yeah.
I'm surprised. The idea
that if I get a female dog, there's going to be a time of the month. Or however, whatever their cycle is.
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't heard about this to this day. I know a lot of dog people yeah. that own dogs.
It must not be
they just forget
a lot, maybe.
Maybe they're ashamed to talk about it. So my dog was bleeding all over my carpet.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I think I did. I think I did know that about dogs. And there's actually another part to this.
Yeah.
An addendum to her voicemail that yeah. explains it even a teensy bit further.
Okay.
Hi, it's Maggie again. I just forgot to mention, did you know that cats, male cats, have spikes on their penises? Yeah, that you might want to discuss that one too. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay.
Jealous.
That is what I was talking about. And I believe, I could be wrong about this. I should have looked it up to verify, but...
Oh, God.
I think that actually has something to do with how they stimulate them to ovulate.
Okay,
you know, I think yeah. the spikes are involved somehow.
Yeah. But, tear them up.
But goddamn... Fucking spiked penis.
I'm gonna tear that shit up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I don't know. Are they pointed like backwards? Like, you know, like an arrowhead, how it's got those points going backwards. So when it sticks in you, if you pull it out, it does damage.
Kyle. Yeah. Oh,
so like fuck. When they stick it in, it goes in okay, but then you pull it out.
Ooh,
have you heard of that,
that
anti-rape condom or whatever it was? It was some... Might not have been a condom, whatever you call it, but like it was
some kind of device. Yeah, maybe
it was a thing that a girl could put in her vagina, and it's really not like it's a bad idea, but it's this thing that you could put in your vagina that has spikes on the inside.
Okay,
but they're pointed like inwards, like upwards. You know, so you could slide in just fine, but when you pull back out, it's just quills in your
hamburger dick.
Yeah, and the reason I think that's such a horrible idea is because. I'm not a rapist, but but I have to imagine if I'm already in a violent, rapey kind of mood.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden my dick is full of spikes.
Yeah.
And I'm basically on top of you because that's how that's got to work.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
You go in, you come out, your dick's hamburger. Yeah, you're going to be even more pissed off and probably beat the living life out of her.
And I'm definitely within reach, so it doesn't seem like a good idea.
Oh, Jesus.
Although it's a pretty nice fuck you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, take that.
Did you have any? I don't want to.
No.
Do you have anything else to say about cat dicks?
No.
But about the Bret Michaels thing.
Yes. Yeah.
This is one of those things that like I've heard about, but I haven't heard about. Kind of like I hear about it in passing, but I don't really know what's going
on.
You
don't read People magazine or the gossip bullshit.
Right. So. I know he went into the hospital for something, but I don't know what. I have no idea if it's life threatening or if it's, you know, they seem to be making a big deal out of it, but I really don't know.
I don't know. And I don't want to say it, but I swear Aldi said something like he had cancer. So it made this voicemail like, really?
What the fuck? Are you getting cancer just to get on the cover of a magazine? Yeah. What a phony.
But like... What do you think about that? Because I really only have one thing to say. That's how they keep their career alive is by doing crazy shit or, you know.
Yeah.
Drama and all that shit. That's how they stay in the spotlight and their career continues. It's like a game you have to play as a celebrity. Otherwise, you burn out. Nobody cares about you.
I think it's true and not true at the same time. I think there are kind of like two different kinds of celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, there's the kind that do good work that people like enough that they really don't care. You don't have to be a publicity whore.
Yeah.
Like you almost never hear anything about Tom Hanks.
That's exactly you know? Who I was thinking about. Yeah.
And then there's the other type where if on like an, if it's on a scale,
yeah,
if you're all the way on one end of the scale,
opposite, yeah,
the polar opposite would be people who I've heard, I don't know, but I've heard that there are people who will actually call the paparazzi on themselves.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they want to be seen.
Really? That's fucked
it
up.
It sounds kind of sick, but yeah, that I guess.
That's fucked up.
If this is how you make your living, this is what you want,
and yeah,
then yeah, what's the harm, I suppose?
Yeah, you got to play the game.
It's a little weird and douchey, but
you'd think
it's not
somebody would expose that, though. Like, they called it on themselves, and then that would be, you know, that would ruin it for them.
Well, who's going to expose them? The paparazzi?
Yeah.
Like, the people that
they called us.
Yeah, but they're going to make money from them calling them.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like, yeah, it's not really in their best interest to out them, because now they're not going to have that business relationship anymore. Now they're just going to have to hound them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
that's true.
Which they do anyway.
Yeah.
But it just makes it easier if this person is going to call us.
Yeah.
So
I guess whatever's going on is probably a bigger thing than mentioning, oh, they called us first.
Yeah.
You know, nobody would care about that.
Plus, you can't take a picture of somebody calling you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah,
but you can take a picture of them trying to get a latte somewhere.
Yeah,
or whatever. But yeah, I guess I don't really. Sometimes I'll read like celebrity gossip sites.
Yeah,
I'm not really that into it, but it's sort of interesting sometimes.
Some of it, yeah.
Aldi does a lot.
Oh yeah, every morning that's her ritual. She has all these fucking sites. She reads the news and CNN and then her gossip blogs.
But when I read the gossip blogs, if I haven't been reading them for a while, and I haven't at this point,
then you're lost. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know who half of these people are. And even if I have been reading them for a while, I only know who they are because I've been reading these blogs.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, so-and-so has gone and done it again. You don't know who they are unless you've been keeping tabs on the gossip.
Yeah, like I'll start to recognize their face and their name, but that's just because I've been reading about them so much.
And there are people, there's women that love like the tabloids and shit, and they follow that shit. It's their life.
The gossip blogs are funny sometimes. That's why I read them.
Yeah.
Cause like sometimes a celebrity will do something fucking retarded.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that I like enjoy reading about. Like, I don't give a shit if some so-and-so got married to so-and-so or yeah, left so-and-so or whatever.
Had a wedding in Hawaii.
When they do ridiculous, silly shit, that's what I like.
Yeah.
But I am kind of interested in like if there's an actor or an actress I really like I'll go to IMDb and read about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
For multiple reasons. On one hand, I'm just kind of curious. On another, it's interesting to see, like, what else have they done? Maybe I'll like something else that they've been in and I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But I do like reading, like, trivia and backgrounds and stuff on these people. Where are they coming from, you know? It's just interesting to me.
If you like them. If I don't like them, I love seeing them fail. I love it, man.
There is something nice, especially fucking about up. Somebody who, like, there are, you know, certain celebrities who kind of don't deserve it. I don't know if anybody really deserves it.
Yeah.
But there are certain ones who definitely don't. They don't really do anything.
Yeah.
They're just famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's kind of funny. There's something nice about seeing them fail. It's like, it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
You know?
David Beckham, Jesus. Anytime he's in the, like, the gossip or whatever, the tabloids, he just poses for a picture and he's like the biggest thing once again. And Aldi has to tell me all about it.
I don't really, I guess it's because
he doesn't do shit.
Soccer's not a big deal here.
Yeah.
And I don't like sports at all. So
or
I guess
men.
That's why I don't understand it. Well, no, I mean, obviously I don't understand. Well, I do kind of understand, I guess, but
yeah.
I'm not into like the pictures of him in his underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like I was talking about like, why is he such a big deal?
Yeah. He's huge, man.
But I think, like I was saying, it's because, you know, soccer is not a big deal here.
Yeah.
Which is partially why it doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not into sports, period. So, like there are names I know, and his is one of them, but there are names in sports that I know, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, some of the really obvious ones that I do kind of know who they are is, like, Michael Jordan or whatever. But, like, I don't know who LeBron James is, but I know the fucking name.
Yeah.
I don't even know what sport he plays, but I know the name.
Yeah.
You know, there are people like that.
Yeah.
But Beckham is so weird, I guess, again, because soccer is not a big deal here. I don't ever see him playing soccer.
Yeah.
I just know him as this famous guy who's married to Posh Spice.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about him. And I know Aldi wants to bone him.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he has kind of a girly voice.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Seems like a nice enough guy.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with him, but
I poke fun at Aldi.
That's kind of fun, though. Yeah.
You gotta. Anytime you make fun of him, man, it's fun to see her enraged. Just.
I remember a friend asking me once, I think I had made some comment, like maybe he had said, like, this actress is really attractive or something.
Okay.
And I disagreed.
Okay.
And he had asked me, like, well, what actresses are you into?
Yeah.
And it took me a minute. And I can do it, you know. There are some. But what I was getting at is it's weird to me when somebody has this one celebrity that they are so into. You know what I mean? Like Aldi with Beckham. Like, yeah. This is my guy.
Yeah.
I don't have anybody like that. Like, there are people that are sort of, maybe... kinda, but yeah. not like that. Like there's nobody that I'm gonna put a poster up on the wall of and fucking make my desktop background.
Yeah.
You know.
I've done that. Yeah. It's just the reason I do it, and I assume it's the reason Aldi does it, it's just the fantasy of having sex with them, I guess.
Well, I but have done it, but I think I haven't done it since I since I got deflowered,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Like
okay.
I remember doing it in high school.
Yeah. Same here.
But I haven't done it.
That's
really.
Weird because there was this woman, this actress, Christy Swanson. Do you know who that is?
Oh,
she was in.
I know the name.
Mannequin 2. Why
Mannequin
I know
2?
That?
I didn't even know there was a Mannequin
no
2. I know Mannequin, and I went out of my way to watch Mannequin one day. So I
really
total homo, fag. I guess. Yeah, but I don't know Mannequin 2.
Yeah, it was on TV or some shit. But I saw this actress and I was obsessed, and this was before I had sex, and I was so obsessed, like my fucking desktop was her, and I downloaded music from the soundtrack of Mannequin 2, and I would think of her. I was like, it was kind of fucked up, and I would constantly masturbate to this chick, but then after having sex, it's all gone. I don't give a shit.
Is this her?
Did you look her up? Oh god, I hope. Yeah, it's been a while, Kyle. It's been a few years.
You say that like I was gonna be like, oh, gross. No,
she's kind of cute.
The picture I looked up, she's cute.
She was a lot. She was hot back in the day. So yeah, time has gone.
I don't know how old she is. There are some chicks who like you know, most people get uglier as they get older.
Yeah.
There are some who don't really.
Yeah.
I don't know what they. I don't know if it's plastic surgery, whatever. I know there are people who will be like, "Oh, so and so is so obviously had plastic surgery."
Yeah.
But I usually can't tell unless it's something like they used to have a giant nose and now they don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It.
I. Fuck. Have you seen? Fuck. What's her name? Fuck, from Transformers.
Megan Fox.
Yes, Megan Fox. The before and after. Have you seen that?
Was it a supposed before and after? Because I've seen a lot of those. I've seen two pictures side by side. And so somebody saying, see, you can tell that she must have had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But I can never tell.
I can tell. But with that, it's almost like it's like it's better.
Yeah. Well, to me, usually.
I'm not really into her anyway, but.
I think she's hot.
Sometimes it looks, it's for the best.
Megan Fox is the kind of hot that's like dirty hot. Like,
yeah.
I could totally imagine fucking her, but she just looks like sex.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine having a conversation with her, you know.
Yeah.
Like she looks like porn.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
Not like a porn star, she just looks like porn itself.
Yeah,
like that's what she is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I can get on board with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm plastic surgery blind. I don't know. I feel the same way about like I'll see somebody who is I've never met them before and they're blonde or something.
Yeah.
And other people will see them and be like, they've obviously bleached their hair. That's not their natural hair color.
Jesus.
And I can never fucking tell unless it's a really bad job that they've done.
The roots are growing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But if it's a well-done job, I can never tell.
Yeah.
But apparently other people can. I don't know if that's just them being dicks or if they really can tell.
They're being dicks. Fuck them. Don't make up excuses for them. Yeah.
I really don't know.
But what's weird is this Christy Swanson chick, I would masturbate to her, but not in the way that like I was just hardcore fucking her, like I would masturbate to like my teachers and shit. With her, it was like making love, like in Top Gun.
Was I was just reading something. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this the chick who was the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh yes.
In the movie.
That's right. Yeah, I should have mentioned
yes,
that.
No. Yeah, no, I totally. Yeah, she was a fox.
Yeah, yeah. But I would fantasize about making love to her before I had sex and realized there's no such thing.
Yeah, there really isn't.
There's no slow, you know, take my breath away. Fuck that.
I think I remember telling you that. Like,
yeah, we talked about this.
In the brief period where I had had sex and you hadn't yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And
yeah, I remember.
I remember we were talking about it for some reason. And I had said, there really It's not bad. It's good, but there's really no such thing as making love. It's fucking. Yeah. It's all fucking.
God, I remember you telling me that, and I was like, I couldn't just bring myself to believe you. I'm like, no, you're wrong.
There's no slow motion romantic music with a sheet pulled up over your back like a R-rated scene in a movie.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It's all fucking.
And I remember you telling me that, and I wrote it on the board. I thought it was so funny. Kyle's definition of sex, two people ramming into each other or something.
It kind of is just two people colliding.
Yeah.
Just, that's all it is.
Yeah. That's all it is. Just fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you do it slow, you're just, that's not making love. You're just mimicking what you see in the movies. That's not anything. No, you're both teasing each other.
I've never, this might be a personal thing, I don't know, but I've never felt closer to a person because I had sex with them.
Yeah.
Like, not that it puts a distance between us either, but I've never been like, now that we've had sex, I feel like I know you so much better. You know, like, I feel like I'm a part of you now. I had my dick in your vagina.
Yeah.
It's nothing really changed except that, like, we wrestled for a while.
That's interesting because I think if I had a friend and we were like buddies, and say I wasn't with Aldi, and we wanted to stay friends, but we had sex, I truly think it would have an effect. I don't know.
Really?
Our souls touched, you know, or some shit, but it would definitely change.
I think the only reason it would change for me is because
you would constantly think, yeah, my dick was in your mouth.
No, not that. Although that's kind of funny. The only reason I think it would change for me is because it's supposed to. So it would be kind of weird.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah.
Like I would be okay with it, I think.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel any different to me.
Yeah.
It just feels like the very first time I did it.
Yeah.
I guess it felt a little different, but that was because it was the very first time I'd never done it, and like it was weird.
I think. It would depend on if you were drunk or not. Because if you were completely sober, I think it'd be a lot different than if you were drunk and just like, yeah, we fucked, we were drunk, whatever. But if you were completely sober, you came over and it was like kind of awkward and you're like, oh, so, you know, and it happened, I think it'd be a lot. I've never done that really, except with Aldi, so I can't say.
I don't think I have either.
If it was a friend and we wanted to stay friends, but we had sex sober, I don't know how it would feel. I think it'd be really awkward.
Well, like I said, it might be, but
you feel like you shared something.
I see. I wouldn't. The only reason it would be awkward for me is because I would think maybe the other person thinks it's awkward.
Yeah. But that's society getting in your head, you know?
Yeah.
We shared something because it's sacred, but it's not. It's just fucking.
Yeah, it's weird. When you really break it down,
you
almost didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, what's the real difference between like doing that and like if I just grabbed your arm and pretended to jack it off, you know, we're still coming into contact and rubbing up against each other and stuff. What's the real difference? Yeah. The only real difference is you did it with your genitals.
Yeah. I guess the difference is how you.
It's all about how you feel about it.
How it affects you emotionally. Yeah.
But
and that all depends on how you're brought up and how society gets in your head.
I don't know. I mean, I for the most part, it's not 100% true, but for the most part, I don't, you know, go around having sex with people just for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
So so I guess I feel something about it, but it doesn't change anything.
Yeah. And you know yourself, you can kind of predict how you'd feel about it if it happened, even though it didn't in certain situations. So.
Huh.
But anyway, have you ever thought about this?
Okay.
Have you ever heard a song that just sticks out in your mind as it being like a fat chick song? I've been thinking about this because where I work, they play music all the time.
Yeah.
And there's these songs that stick out and I can't help but think it's made for fat chicks. Like, for example, I'm sure you know this. It's the Christina Aguilera song. You are beautiful in every single word.
Yeah. That's like a fat chick anthem.
Yeah, it is. And all I picture is like a big girl like, I am beautiful. Ice cream.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful too, ham sandwich. We're all beautiful.
Who can listen to that and take it seriously and not think about a big fat chick? Anyway, there's another, the Cher song. Do you believe in love and love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see him dancing.
I just, they're in their room by themselves. Just
yeah. So it's more like almost like inspirational.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. The first song when you first
Fat
said it.
Chicks United.
The first song that jumped to mind for me was the Cupid Shuffle for reasons we've discussed in the past.
It is. I don't know why.
I don't know either.
It's an excuse. Like, it's the only song they can dance to that doesn't make them look ridiculous. Well, scratch that.
it makes everyone look ridiculous.
Cupid Shuffle. Yeah.
It is kind of funny, though. It's sort of a weird, like, you know, line dancing.
Oh, yeah.
That's like old white people in cowboy hats.
Yeah.
But the Cupid Shuffle is pretty much a line dance.
It is.
It's like
a line dance for fat chicks.
Yeah. And I guess maybe black people. Maybe. I don't know. It's usually fat chicks.
It's usually black chicks. Fat black chicks. Yeah.
They love
anything with a beat. Anything.
Black chicks, fat chicks, or both?
Fat black chicks.
Or just chicks, maybe. Chicks love anything with a beat.
That's true. Yeah.
I think
they don't care about the lyrics. We talked about that.
Yeah. But for some reason, the Cupid Shuffle, I think it's because it's like the Macarena. Like, it's almost a joke dance.
Yeah.
And so it's okay. You know, because I'm not doing, you know, I'm not doing a sexy dance or anything. Nobody's going to judge me because we're all just being silly.
Yeah. Or it's the only thing they're good at in their lives. Like, wow. I can do the Cupid Shuffle.
Professional Cupid Shuffler. I don't know if it's, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say it's the only thing
that
they're good at
mean.
In their lives.
A little bit mean. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's really good at the Cupid Shuffle.
That's true. Yeah. I know I'm not.
Me neither. Well, of course, every time we've actually tried to do it, we did it because we were shit-faced and we thought it was funny. And I've ran into furniture and walls, ran into things at the bar. There's never enough room to do it. And you have to walk like side to side and back and forth.
Yep.
Like, there's never any room.
It's kind of like a test to see if you can drive home or not.
Yeah. Can you do the Cupid Shuffle?
If you can't, get those like four steps down, you probably shouldn't be driving home.
You and me and Aldi. It's such a ridiculous thing to think about. There were nights where we would come home from the bar or whatever, shit-faced.
Oh, yeah.
And then we would just do the Cupid Shuffle.
I don't know.
It was usually Aldi's idea. But
Yeah.
And so she had it on the computer. She'd go play it, and we would just fucking try to do it.
We'd just do it, yeah. Who gives a shit?
And I remember you were fucking wasted and couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You kept doing the wrong steps.
Yeah. It was hard. Yeah. And there's a lot of shit I've done at other people's houses. If I just go over to have some beers, like there's a ritual I'll do, not the same thing, but there's something I do to see if I was able to drive home, if I should.
Oh, really?
I went to a friend's house. We'd drink beers and hang out and talk and smoke, and we would play Nintendo 64's Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And if I did well, because it was three of us, there were three of us, if I kept coming in third place, I was like, oh, God, I shouldn't be driving home. Shit. How am I going to do this?
That's great. I know Aldi, like when we would play Mario Kart,
she
would never want to play it because she'd always be drunk when we were playing video games. And she would actually say, like, I can't drive right now, you know?
She would say that, yeah.
I shouldn't be driving.
Aldi, how about a Excite Truck, that one Wii game? Mm. Yeah, she's like, I can't drive right now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But I also had this this idea that I think, and I was at home and I thought about this, it might be the next YouTube phenomenon.
Okay.
I believe this. And you can, you know, tell me if it's lame or not. But
okay.
Do you remember that video? And I wasn't there to make it, but it was the most hilarious thing ever. The old guy that you filmed.
Oh.
Outside of Wendy's that one day. And you put it in slow motion. It was just some old guy walking down the street, but you put it in slow motion and put a Disturb song over it.
Yeah.
So it was like do 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 do.
Yeah, the idea was that anything in slow motion with really badass music is going to be badass. It's just this old guy walking down the street,
just
but it looked badass, like something kickass was about to happen.
Yeah.
Like so. he was walking to assassinate someone or something.
It's so cool. So my idea is like starting a channel or just putting up some videos. I want to film old people and then slow it down and put metal music over it. It would just be old people in slow motion to metal.
Nice.
Yeah. you know?
Should come up with a name for it, like for the whole concept, the whole phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you would call it, though.
It'd be short-lived, I'm sure, but it seems like something people would get a kick out of, and it would be it would go viral very quickly, I think.
Like, because it's old metal. I don't know what to call it.
And where I work, there's certain days, like every month, one day out of the month, they have senior day, like senior discount day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get out there and take the day off and just film the old people going in.
Like the zombie uprising.
Yeah. And it'll be in slow motion, but, you know, throw a metal song on top of it. It'll be awesome. You're so fucking cool.
You should throw in some scenes where you're just running at them with the camera. So it's like that shaky cam, like intense shit.
Yeah. That'd be so fucking cool. And it's funny because it's old people and they're wearing like bright yellow, you know, vests.
Yeah.
And they're fucking stupid ass old men hats and shit, and old women with their scarves, you know, over their hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or even the old woman coming out of the store waiting for her husband because maybe it's raining and she's just looking around in slow motion like. So fucking cool. I don't know. What do you think, listeners?
I wish I could make that sound. I can't really. Ooh. I tried to.
I can't do it. Yeah, I'm not good.
I can't do it.
Yeah. And if you do, you know you're going to be coughing the whole episode.
So. I don't even really like that song, but it is.
I don't like Disturbed either. But
there's this phenomenon. There are certain songs that I don't even give a shit about.
Yeah.
But they're really perfect for scenes.
Yes, exactly. My thoughts, exactly.
Like, I remember,
you don't have to like the song or the band, but it fits.
There's a lot of like techno or electronica,
yeah,
that like I couldn't really listen to because it's kind of like the same thing over and over and over.
It's like that MIA song,
yeah,
with the album coming out. It fits that video.
It was perfect for the video, but I wouldn't. It's not a tune.
Yeah.
It's not a song I
something
would sit
jam
down
out
and listen to.
Yeah, like in your car. Yeah,
but I remember. Yeah, I remember seeing The Matrix and I think having a conversation with somebody about this. Like, there were a lot of songs, like just kind of techno background music, and it's like, it was perfect for an action scene.
Yeah, so appropriate.
But I wouldn't give a shit otherwise.
Yeah, you wouldn't go buy the soundtrack and just crank it
right
in the car. Yeah. But some shit out there, even if it's like ridiculous poppy shit, it's so appropriate for certain videos as background music.
This is probably kind of lame, actually, because it's sort of,
Yeah.
Played out, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's been done. But one thing I really like is the juxtaposition, I guess, of like a relatively poppy, happy tune in like a badass or maybe even disturbing scene. Like the like Stuck in the Middle with You in the Reservoir Dogs. I love that scene and that song.
That scene is so fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. With man,
or like
that's perfect.
Well,
that's
in
a
the
great
movie,
example
in the movie Kick-Ass, which I am only really thinking about because I just saw it recently.
Yeah,
but there's a scene with Hit Girl, the little 11-year-old girl, and she's killing people. And she's killing a whole room full of people.
Blood everywhere.
I'm sure. It's la 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 la. It's great. I don't know what it is about it, but I really like it.
Yeah, me too. It just fits. It's so great. So yeah, hopefully we can. Get this going and see what happens.
Yeah.
Old, be good.
Old metal. I don't know what else to call it. There's got to be something clever.
We'll figure it out. But on top of that, I've always thought about, have you ever heard a song, I should say?
Okay.
And it's so ridiculous, kind of like the Reservoir Dogs thing.
Yeah.
That scene. You hear this really crazy, weird song and it's happy, but you picture it playing while you're dismembering somebody.
I don't know if I've ever done that exactly, but I have like heard really happy tunes and thought that it would be a good song for that kind of juxtaposition, like that kind of
beating the shit out of a fat chick while playing Goo Goo Dolls.
Fucking crazy.
We'll expand the concept. We'll just that's the concept. Yeah, just make a video with a song that fits, and that will be the new phenomenon.
Do you ever hear that country song? I think it's like the Thunder Rolls or something like that. I think it might be Garth Brooks.
And the how's it going?
And the thunder rolls. That's the only part I know.
Okay,
but it's the music video, at least. I don't know the lyrics to the song, so I don't know if the song's about this, but yeah. The music video, and I only vaguely remember this from back in the day when my mom used to watch country music television or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it was the Nashville Network, which I don't even know if that exists anymore.
That doesn't exist.
But anyway, my mom used to watch that, and I saw the video, and it was all about domestic abuse. I was just thinking about that because you were talking about beating up a
And how'd that song go again?
All I know is the... And the thunder rolls.
Fucking crazy.
The thunderous sound of me punching her. Yeah. Punching my wife. I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I might even be misremembering it. It might have been worse than that. Or maybe it was maybe it was more like, did you ever see the movie The Burning Bed?
No.
We watched that in school. I don't remember what class it was.
Jesus.
But it was this movie where like this chick was, she married a guy and he abused her for a long time. And eventually she lit him on fire.
You watched this in school?
Yes. Yes.
What the fuck?
So, but what I was going to say is maybe the video was actually more like that where it's like about her getting revenge. I don't remember.
Okay. Man, I'm so curious. I got to look this up after this.
And the thunder rolls.
If it still exists. I mean, it was yours.
Oh, I'm sure it still exists. Really? I think it was Garth Brooks, but I can't remember.
Okay. That's great.
Oh, I just thought of a possible name for the old people in metal stuff.
Okay, cool.
You could call it Shufflecore. like shuffleboard, and because old people kind of shuffle about, and the core parts obviously like hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yeah,
I love it.
Shufflecore.
I love it.
See, you know, we could have like a.
That's it, Kyle. That's it.
Post a video and shufflecore.
Yeah, and it's simple, and people will be like, "Have you seen that shufflecore video?"
Yeah.
One of many. They're fucking great.
Yeah, everybody submit shufflecore video.
Yeah.
Post video responses on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
I just had another idea going way back to the beginning of the fucking episode. But if anybody has a cat and they want to send in a picture of their cat be the itch cat.
I don't know about itch cat of the week
because I don't know how often we could find a new cat.
Well,
whatever.
So many cats, like cat photos out there.
there's so many cats out there, man.
Yeah. I don't know if we could do it. I mean.
Yeah, there's so many cats, though. I'm pretty sure there's enough. there are so many cats.
Yeah.
And the thunder roll.
Oh, God, with the cats, man. If it was the itch cat of the week, it'd have to be some kind of badass thing. It couldn't just be a cat.
Yeah, no lol cats.
No fucking way. Yeah, it's been done.
These are badass
cats. It's kind of fading out. Lol cats.
Like a cat on a neon surfboard.
Yeah. Photoshop it and make it awesome. That's what we need.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Put some of those glasses that are like, they're like sunglasses, but they don't even have lenses.
Yeah.
They just have those stripes of plastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like Kanye. Yeah, put some of those on them.
Those are the greatest.
Those, I don't know if people know this, but that's kind of an old thing.
Yeah.
I had a pair of those when I was a kid.
No shit. Wow.
I think they were, you remember Back to the Future 2?
Oh, yeah.
There was like this thing that they had going with, I think, Burger King or something. And they had stuff that was Back to the Future 2 related. I don't know if they were like kids' meal toys or what it was.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I think that's where I got them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think they were from Burger King.
Holy shit.
Think if you had, I think you might have had to buy it, but I think you could get those. Do you remember like the kind of color-changing hat that he wore, kind of? It was like a rainbow hat.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I think you could get one of those, too.
No. Wow.
I think. Not positive.
I believe it because, yeah, back in the day, the toys were a lot higher quality and they were a lot cooler.
I don't know.
That you get in the kids' meals.
I haven't gotten one in a long time.
Yeah.
But I think the last time I did, it was because, like, my girlfriend was, I don't eat that much, so I'll get a Happy Meal.
Okay.
And I ended up with, like, a princess something or other.
Okay.
And I kept it because I'm weird like that. I probably threw it away eventually, but.
Yeah. That's weird to think that. A lot of people out there born after, like maybe in 89 or 90 or later, have no concept of the fact that some of the things that were 80s aesthetics, like those sunglasses.
Yeah.
Glasses. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They missed out, man.
It's so weird being like, we're not that old, but I'm starting to feel old because I have friends now who are adults.
Yeah.
And they don't remember anything that I remember from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to a new roommate, Mike, about computers, and I asked him if he remembered Windows 3.1.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he said no.
No way.
He has no idea.
No
He said he pretty much always had a computer, but the earliest I think he remembers is Windows 95.
Wow.
Which makes sense for when he was born, but it's just crazy.
It's like, crazy to think about, yeah.
Damn. My first computer wasn't even a Windows computer.
Yeah. It's so weird, yeah. He's an adult now, and you've experienced some cool shit he never had the chance to check out.
And I remember going to the library at school and they had like Apple IIe's with black and green screens, or maybe it was like black and amber. I don't remember.
Black and yellow, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. Yeah, I remember that. Crazy.
Yeah. It's just weird. And like there were no mobile phones. There was no internet really. Yeah,
we knew every friend's phone number.
I actually remember when my family got a cordless phone for the first time.
Oh man. So cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Only in television.
And I remember having tapes in our answering machine.
Yep.
Even if you have a landline, you don't have an answering machine anymore. You have voicemail.
Yeah. Do you remember getting the answering machine? Like your parents got it, took it out of the package, assembled it.
Yeah,
you got a record an outgoing message.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So fucking cool.
And I remember like looking at the tape and wondering if I could put it in a regular tape player. could I put a regular tape in here and it would just play a song? But kids now will have no concept of that. It'll be like, it'll be like 8 tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
But that's another thing. I even remember 8 tracks kind of.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing them at garage sales and stuff. Like they weren't that outdated.
Yeah. Crazy shit. And I always wanted one. I love that like old aesthetic.
Yeah. There's something about like the kind of. Like with 8 tracks, they're kind of cartridgey.
Yeah.
They almost, when I used to see them at garage sales and stuff and I didn't know what they were, they almost looked like video games to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just something.
Just look cool.
Stuff used to be bigger, which isn't necessarily a good thing, but because it was bigger, it had this aesthetic to it, this kind of cartridgey sort of, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if kids now got a video game console with wood grain on it, they'd probably think that was really odd.
Oh, yeah.
But everything had
wood
grain on it.
Thanks a lot, Dad. Yeah, fucking asshole.
Everything was brushed aluminum and wood grain.
Yeah.
That's what it all was.
God, it must suck to grow up and not experience that coolness.
And I remember CDs being sort of new. I remember getting CDs.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, man.
And I remember the first time I was able to burn a CD. I remember hearing about the ability to burn CDs long before I ever could, and it was super expensive.
Yeah. Man, how does that shit work?
Yeah, fucking magnets, man. How do they work?
Oh, man.
Well, unless you've got anything else, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
All right.
It's been a good show.
As always, you can email us, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And you can send us a voicemail. I was very pleased with the voicemails this week.
Yes.
The voicemail number would be 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Call us up about whatever.
Whatever.
Register in the forums. Get in there and post some shit. Oh, man, the forums.
God damn it.
Now, the forums are great. It's just that I don't understand how forums get started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because somebody has to start.
Yes.
And I don't blame anybody.
It's just
weird because the only thing anybody posts about is like they comment on the episodes, and that's great.
Yeah.
And that's actually the thing I'm most concerned with, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's all these subforums and stuff, and nobody bothers.
It's like that. You ever see that video? These people, they're at like some techno concert, and there's this one asshole. I shouldn't call him an asshole, but he gets up and just starts dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's looking around like, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another person runs up, and then their friends run up, and then suddenly everybody looks at that and goes, well, if I went up, I wouldn't look as stupid because more and more people, and then they get into it, and pretty soon there's 50 people dancing all because of this one guy.
Right.
That's kind of how forums work. Like, you just got to get that momentum going.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably shouldn't even mention it in that light because... because now anybody who's listening who's never been in the forums is going to be like, there's nobody there. You just said so. There are people posting. It's just, it's, I'd like to see, I know there are way more people listening than are giving us feedback.
Yeah.
I know that.
We have a little club in the forums. We want a big club.
Yeah. Yeah. So get in there and post. You can also like us on Facebook. Yeah. We have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/idgehat.
Kick ass.
And there's the Twitter, twitter.com/itchhat. Both of those are good ways to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because we don't normally do like blog posts or whatever on the website.
Yeah.
So if there's something going on that you should know about, that would be the place to find out.
Yep.
And if you got a little extra cash, I wouldn't mind if you sent it my way.
Donate.
I really do at some point want to upgrade these microphones because I think I could get some that don't pick up as much background and, and make us sound better in general.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll be able to do it. I might be able to get one of them coming up here in a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if it would be worth doing because like one of us might sound way better than the other. And that's not really fair.
Hey, it'd be that much better. Hey.
But I do want to do that. So if you got a little extra cash, go ahead. And it helps out with, you know, server costs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Keeping the website up.
Yeah.
And I haven't needed to, and I don't plan to, you know, use the money for things not show related. But technically, I mean, we do this out of my apartment. So my apartment is show related too. So if I ever needed to.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess that's it.
That's the show.
Yeah. So good times.
Yeah. Good show. Good show.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. And as always, check us out next week.
Check us out
next week.
You're supposed to say, we'll check you next week. That's your signature line. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I was so, it happened so naturally. It was kind of nice to have a little signature line.
Oh, that's nice to hear. That makes me feel nice.
All right, now do it.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.